Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's put $1.5 million of his own money into his campaign. Today, you get to meet John Chachas, running for the United States Senate. He gets out of the primary against Harry Reid. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Ray Hager and I speak with Lynn Warney, Allison Galdon, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, just 10 minutes east of Sparks. We're proud that Walmart and other Fortune 500 companies have chosen Tahoe Reno Industrial Center to relocate their businesses. We have sites from under 5 acres to well over 500 acres, and with all of the amenities that every successful corporation requires. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, and we're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program John Chachas. He is in the Republican primary to run against Senator Reid for the United States Senate. Pleasure to have you on the program,
sir. Thanks for having me.
Let's start out with the most obvious question.
Sure.
Which is that you're a Wall Street banker.
A Wall Street banker.
Okay, you were born in Ely, but you lived most of your life in New York City. You're coming back to Nevada to run for the United States Senate, where you will be in Washington, D.C.
There's a statement there, but I need the question.
The question is, you know, are you a carpetbagger or are you somebody from Nevada? I mean,
you know, I like
that's the obvious question.
I sort of explain it this way to people. I'm not Mrs. Clinton, you know, flying in from Arkansas to Chappaqua. In the 1980s, I spent my youth here in Nevada until I was 18. My grandfather immigrated here from Greece in 1919. We had a cattle ranch from 1939 to 1982. My father was a district attorney in White Pine County. My cousin was the mayor in Ely. My mother raised the money to build a library in Ely. We had the first General Motors dealership in northern Nevada. My brothers and I continue today to own gold and silver interests in White Pine County. We have water interests in Nye County. I mean, when you're born in a pair of boots, my wife met me at college in a pair of boots, and she says that, you know, they'll bury me in a pair of boots. And all I can say to people who sort of compare me to a carpetbagger, somebody has really no connection to the place in which they serve, I have enormous connections to the place in which I would like to serve. And in due respect to people who are whispering this, in the early 1980s when they were in New Jersey and California, I was branding calves in White Pine County. So, you know, I welcome an opportunity. In fact, I hope it happens where people like you will ask questions of all the candidates that are in this race about Nevada and specifically about the economic issues that affect Nevada. And I think my knowledge about what matters to the mining interests, leisure interests, casino interests, and everything else that happens in this state will show just fine.
You are up against considerable opposition if you make it through the primary. You've self-funded to a large extent, you put in over $1 million of your own money into this, correct?
$1.5 million so far.
Okay. How much are you prepared to put in of your own money?
Well, you know, we'll see what the race requires.
Senator Reid plans to raise $25 million.
I think the issue for the general election is a completely different issue than the primary election. Senator Reid's from June to November is a different exercise, and I suspect, as I have found so far traveling around the country raising money in lots of places, I think there'll be ample capital to compete effectively with Senator Reid. and I don't think it will take all of mine. There are lots of people in this country who are pretty distressed about the path that Senator Reid is pursuing, ostensibly on behalf of Nevada, and so I don't think actually believe in any of the things he's supporting. And so I'm really not, quite honestly, worried about raising capital from June to November.
I interviewed Sig Rogich yesterday for a show that's going to air next week, and he's heading up Republicans for Reid. Mm-hmm. And he says that the ability of the majority leader to be able to bring substantial funding to the state is beyond the pale. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's supporting Senator Reid. Why would you think that going from the number one person in the Senate to the 100th person in the Senate would make you more effective than Senator Reid for the state of Nevada?
Well, I mean, in the first instance, you know, Mr. Rogich has been around a long time. He has his own interests in these races. I respect his point of view. But if you look at the dollars that are returning to Nevada today from federal spending, it's about half of the national average. In any way you cut it, the articulation that somehow Senator Reid, by virtue of his seniority as the majority leader, is somehow delivering excess benefit to the state relative to the dollars that are traveling from the state back to the federal treasury is nonsense, and none of the data actually supports it in the slightest.
But on the other side, if he weren't the majority leader, we'd be getting even less money.
I don't know about that. I mean, in the end, I think it gets back to sort of priorities and what people are spending their time on. Senator Reid is spending all of his time and all of his political capital on a couple of signature agenda issues for the most progressive liberal president, frankly, since the turn of the century. I, you know, fundamentally think if he was spending his time on things, I've written about this, to fix Nevada's economy has nothing to do with the bill that people are trying to ram through using reconciliation on expansion of federal health care. It has nothing to do with it. Senator Reid has a lot of power as a Senate Majority Leader. We have a state that's 87% owned by a federal government. I wrote a piece in the Elko Daily Free Press that one of the few things Nevada has as its disposal to actually focus on improving its economy is to take back 10 million acres of land, sell the land, split the proceeds with the federal treasury and the Nevada treasury. Lord knows we need the money for the Nevada budget as well. But most importantly, it's really focused on how do you actually create jobs. In a state that has 20% structural unemployment, jobs are created, and this is empirically supported all across the country and really around the world, when people put capital to work. What we really have in Nevada right now is a dearth of capital risk-taking. We don't have any money going to work. If you sell
the banks won't loan it.
Well, it's not just banks. It's two things. Banks are on the sidelines because they look at government and they're afraid, and they look at the balance.
But they're also making more money by not lending money.
No, it's quite the opposite of that, actually. In November of 2008, the banking system in America had about $1 billion of excess reserves. That is the amount of money that was available to lend in excess of what they are statutorily allowed to lend. Right now, north of a trillion. Banks are sitting on capital. Banks make money when they put capital out in loans. They're afraid to loan money because they don't, frankly, know what their government's doing. The more important issue, though,
is they're more safely making money.
Well, they're hoarding capital because they're afraid to make loans. But more importantly, investors are the people who actually create jobs. People who build a plant, they build a solar panel, they put alfalfa and winter wheat up. They actually take risk.
And I couldn't agree with you more.
And one of the reasons that I think that selling this land is essential is if you create that land and you designate it as a federal tax-free enterprise zone, so for a decade the person who buys it's not paid in federal income tax, you watch the deployment of capital. There are things like that that if Senator Reid was focused on what actually matters here in Nevada and not what matters to the majority in power, which is really what he's focused on, we might actually have an argument about whether his stature as a Senate Majority Leader matters. I actually think he's at a juncture now where when you look at the data, particularly on health care, I don't think Senator Reid can even reconcile, frankly, representing Nevada in the state.
Well, just to play the devil's advocate here, I think that MGM Mirage made it very clear in the commercial they did for Senator Reid that if it weren't for Senator Reid, a city center would have failed. That he personally called the banks to get them to loan the money to finish the project.
I think the banks who lent the money to finish the project concluded that it was in their economic interest to make sure that a building that was three quarters of the way completed got completed, because talk about an albatross. I mean, look, there are various business interests in Nevada. They'll have to support whomever they think at the end actually does right by them. Nationally, though, one thing is very, very true. This economy is entirely correlated to the general American economy. When you have a state that is so dependent on leisure and travel and conferences and trade shows, if someone's not coming to these hotels Sunday to Wednesday for an event because their business is sending them, or a consumer's not flying in for a long weekend with their friends or their wife or husband, this state is going to have a very long turn out of that. So in the end, the discussion with Senator Reid from June to November is really one about a national agenda about how the American economy is running. Is it smart for us to be spending 40 cents of every dollar and borrowing it? I mean, that's today. When you run deficits of this size,
okay, let's take a break, come back with much more, and you're welcome to come back more times before the election. Trust me. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
When you are wrongfully injured through no fault of your own, life can be tough. Oasis Legal Finance is the number one choice to provide clients the money they need for bills and living expenses long before their case may settle. Call Oasis now. If you're approved, you could have a check in as little as 24 hours. The phone call is free. The application is free. And there's no obligation to repay if you lose your case. Call Oasis now.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Chachas. He is running in the Republican primary, hopefully to take on Senator Reid. You're a Wall Street banker. Formally, I guess, as you said earlier. That is not the person who is seen in the golden light at this point.
Well, no.
The financial problems that have gone through the country, and I'm just being realistic. I'm not saying that you in any way did anything wrong ever, but that is something that you're going to be painted with by your fellow
sure.
Republicans, as well as if you make it through the primary, Senator Reid. How do you feel when you look at the problems this country got into financially, mm-hmm. with all these various financial weapons of mass destruction that are all back in play again, that nothing changed, there was no re-regulation, that Goldman Sachs was part of helping trying to bring down the country of Greece, both being on one side where they were supporting them and on the other side where they were betting against them. Isn't this outrageous to you?
Well, you know, there are some things about what you've said which I think are correct, and there are some which are a little bit off. I don't think Goldman Sachs was trying to crater the nation of Greece where my ancestors come from. Well, look, I actually agree with two things that you've said, which is we have not had fundamental financial regulatory reform in the country. And there are certain aspects of the way the financial market works today that are extraordinarily complex that need to be regulated. I wrote a piece, I put a press release out about a week ago about this very issue with Greece and about credit default swaps, which are a very complex instrument that in certain circumstances are very good at mitigating risk and doing things. I actually think credit default swaps are now so badly handled that it may be appropriate for us to actually make them illegal. And if we're not going to regulate them, we should do that, because they are creating tensions in markets and disequilibrium in markets such as in Greece. So the truth is that we have a very complicated financial system. It's integrated across the globe. It has myriad layers of risk that have to be looked at and managed that are interdependent. And when people ask me the question about my background, in due respect to anybody else in this race, I've spent 25 years in these markets. I actually understand how they work. And if you want someone sitting on the Senate Finance Committee focused on how you fix this, you better put someone there who actually knows how they work. Because just as leaving them alone can continue to ferment the kind of problems that we're seeing today, regulating the wrong way can have unintended consequences too. But it angers me. I mean, I lived a career in Wall Street that was one focused on helping companies and advising boards. That's all I've ever done, both healthy companies and not so healthy companies, to try to keep them functioning and working well. And I'm perfectly proud, frankly, of that legacy. And I welcome the opportunity to tell people, you know, I'll give you the list of the CEOs and chairmen they can go talk to about the work I've done from them. We were not, you know, the companies I've ever worked for took no TARP money, took no loan money. We had no bailout money. We didn't make bad loans. We gave advice. We were an advisory company, and a very, very good one, the best that there is, in my judgment. So I think that some kind of regulatory reform has to happen. The American people are angry about it. But you do have to remember there are a couple things about how we got to where we are that have to do with not just a cadre of bad bankers seeking to prey on innocent people. We had a country that borrowed its way to a significant problem. In 1997, this country had $6 trillion of household debt. By 2007, a decade later, we had $15 trillion of household debt from mortgages, second mortgages, car loans. And that, combined with the federal government spending beyond its means, has really created the backdrop for this financial distress. Now, bankers were lending that money, but people were borrowing the money as well. And we all know that in Nevada, which is sort of the epicenter of a housing crisis, some of that came from very lax lending standards, promotion of free money, which came from the majority in Congress. I mean, the positions regarding lending money out of Fannie and Freddie Mac to people who wanted to buy a condo in Las Vegas,
go back and look at the voting record of the senator on this. But when you're talking about the majority, you're talking about Republicans as well as Democrats.
Absolutely.
It didn't just start in the Democratic administration. One of the problems the Republican Party has is that they've got to reform themselves.
No question.
You know, they helped create this.
No question.
And why would anybody in the public, when they're being marketed to 0% interest credit cards, no document loans for
not homes, take the loan.
Why would you not do that?
Well,
and because you're being marketed on the other side, you know, you need a second car, you need the third car, you need the vacation, you need to remodel your house. People would have been crazy not to do it when the values of their properties were going through the roof.
Well, first to your question about, you know, Republicans have a brand problem as well. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we have had a long legacy.
Yeah, sorry, we have about 30 seconds.
There's no doubt about that both parties bear an enormous amount of this responsibility. And I think the reason you're going to see in November a very, very vigorous voting out of people in the incumbency, people want somebody other than a politician doing this because they don't believe politicians anymore. So I think Republicans and Democrats are both going to be on the hot seat trying to explain what they've done for the last couple of decades. And I think business people going to Washington is one of the best things that can happen.
And that's where we have to leave it for now.
Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome to come back very soon. Okay?
Pleasure. Thank you.
We have lots more to talk about. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference? Hi, I'm Trina Stevens. At Internet, we specialize in late model vehicles, most with remaining factory warranties and extended warranties available up to 100,000 miles. We carry vehicles that are like new in almost every way except the price. When you drive a new vehicle off the lot, it depreciates instantly. A quick trip to Internet could save you 30 to 40%. Give us a chance to save you thousands at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
There's a new clinical study for people who have arthritis and are also at risk for heart disease. Participants receive study-related medical care, checkups, and study medication at no charge. You must be at least 18, have had arthritis for at least 6 months, and take daily medication for your pain. You must also have heart disease risk factors or a history of heart disease. Call 1-877-865-0001 or visit arthritisheartstudy.com today.
On the next Face to Face, we're coming to you from our affiliate in Reno. We'll hear about the budget crisis up north, efforts to rein in firefighter pay, and more from Washoe County Commission Chairman David Humke on location in Reno.
1, 2, 3, hot, 4, hot, rock.
Time to go, go.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Call the Eldorado.
Boys don't mature until they're about 50, if at all.
Judge Judy.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here with the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Lynn Warney, president of the Nevada State Education Association. Pleasure to have you here. And Allison Galden, president of Agile Campaign Strategies. Welcome to all of you. So an interesting thing happened on yesterday's program. You know, as you all know, I like to play devil's advocate. And I brought up this committee that you're going to be a part of, this education committee. We happen to have, just luck of the draw, basically four Democrats on the Pundit panel. And I threw them a little red meat saying, well, you know, isn't this part of the governor's reelection strategy? And nobody took the bait. And it was very interesting because as I made several phone calls during the day, it seems as though there are a lot of Democrats who at this point in time have decided that they are going to support Governor Gibbons. Do you find that interesting?
Well,
I'm talking about in the primary.
Well, I guess so. That would be their strategy, Sam. Their strategy would be that, thinking that if they support Gibbons and they come out vocally on it, that'll take the heat away from Sandoval. For some reason, I read something about this. I find it interesting, too. I guess it's some type of strategy that they've come up with in supporting Gibbons.
It comes down to they feel that Gibbons would be the weaker candidate in the general
against Rory Reid
than Sandoval, which I think is right. But in that Republican primary, it's going to be tough to beat Jim Gibbons simply because you have more, the most conservative people come out and vote in that.
Okay, oh, absolutely. But what I'm hearing, though, is, and I have not checked with the registrar of voters yet, that there are Democrats who are registering as Republicans to be able to vote in the primary.
Well, now, it's my understanding that you would have had to have changed your registration by the end of December.
Yeah, you can't. It's like,
you
not
can't
like you can go
out
today.
And change today and say you're a Republican. Maybe you can. Maybe I'm confused.
I don't know when the deadline is.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting.
But more surprising things have happened in politics. So.
Has there been discussion in Democratic circles that you're in
that
time is not to speak ill of the governor?
No. I haven't heard that at all.
I didn't get the memo.
I'm talking about then. I'm talking about now.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo. No.
I didn't get it either.
All right, Lynn. there's a story in the Las Vegas Sun about Harris and saying that the state's taxing of their jets doesn't fly was the headline, and the casino company seeking a $10 million refund. Does that bode badly, do you think, for the gaming industry? And then you see the M Resort taking action on that clean water fund, the $62 million that was swept.
I don't think it's
at what point do legislators go, you know what, you're asking for all this back when we're in a time of trouble, maybe we should do something with gaming taxes?
What I think the legislature needs to do is, you know, I guess those are just distracting comments. I think the real issue is the fact that the legislature needs to do its job and fund services and, you know, provide for this state and its citizenry the way it should, appropriately, not by stealing from this fund or that fund or incorrectly identifying, you know, possible revenue over here in a sweep and that sort of thing. You know, they need to look at the way we really need to fund this state and services on into the future.
So you're saying that really what the legislature should do is raise taxes or enact new taxes?
Well, yeah, I think we need to. We've obviously got a tax study underway. We've got, you know, bipartisanly supported.
I thought it was a visioning study. I didn't know it was a tax
study. It is a tax study, and make no mistake, this Vision Stakeholders Group, is their whole drive is to find a way that should be appropriate to raise the quality of life that some think needs to be there. Now, at this point in time, I think it's absolutely absurd to even think about raising taxes. You have to look at what's being spent in this state. From 2003 to now, we've gone from $11 billion in spending in 2003 to $23 billion now biannually, which is ridiculous. That's huge growth. Just the teachers alone in funding K through 12 and higher ed, we have taken numbers. We've grown 106% since 2003. Right now, the spending increase for the K through 12 education is 143%. So there's some looking at maybe we should maybe reduce some of our spending.
What about all the new children that have moved into the state since 2003?
I don't think we're going to see that there's that many new children. Maybe Southern Nevada, maybe Las Vegas, but I don't think we're going to see the big numbers of new children. I think right now statistics are showing that
the numbers
the enrollment is down.
Yeah, I think because there's no jobs, so parents move out of the state.
Why are we still spending at that big of increase?
Let's get Allison in here.
Oh yeah, throw me to the lions. I hadn't seen that. I mean, we, as far as I know, we had an $8 billion budget and we've cut it in half. Mm-hmm. So what else do you cut? I think I agree with Lynn, and that's no surprise, that, you know, picking and choosing and you know, let's go after gaming or just after mining, those are some places you start. But it needs to be fair across the board. We all need to contribute to the quality of life that we have for Nevada. Do we need to increase spending for our kids? Yeah, we spend more on prisons than we do on our children. Do we want them to not end up in prison? Let's spend more time on getting them educated. There's a lot of things we need to do, and we our system has been broken for 50 years.
Liz, you get the last word.
I really wonder about your statement that we spend more for prisons right now than we do for the education system in all total. That being said, I think you're right. We do need to look overall at the state and come up with something that is fair.
You know, and guys, we're out of time. That's where we've got to leave it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This year, get the most out of your lawn with the fertilizer that gives you the most for your money. Scott's Turf Builder. It has what other fertilizers don't. Scott's patented all-in-one granule. Every key nutrient combined into a single particle, so every part of your lawn gets more even feeding. Bargain brands have separate nutrients on separate particles, so feeding can be hit or miss. And a lot of what they give you isn't even food, it's filler. Some have up to 40% sand, sawdust, even gravel. But Scott's Turf Builder has no filler. It's 100% food. The perfect balance of nutrition lawns need to be beautiful, durable, barefootable. It all adds up to the Scott's advantage. It's a difference you can see, a difference you can feel. It's a difference you can enjoy. And now, it's up to $5 off your next purchase. Go to Scott's.com to get your coupon. For a lawn that can't be beat, get a fertilizer that can't be copied. Get the Scott's advantage.
Tax 100 is the new place to get your tax returns done this year. Tax 100 is fast, efficient. Most returns are prepared for only $100. Students and seniors with limited income pay only $45. All returns include electronic filing and they offer next day loans. Tax 100 has two locations, 600 East Prater Way behind McDonald's and Sparks, and inside the Sac & Save store on Audi. Tax 100 for your tax and business needs. Call 682-0000 or walk in today.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
On our next broadcast, the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid.